This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, you can dial toll free here, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going down the courtroom rabbit hole here tonight with Dick Marple. He's not in our studio or anything like that, but we're playing some audio from a video that's over on the Free Keen YouTube channel, where it's titled Military Veteran and State Rep Owns Judge in Court, and he really did.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't in control of the courtroom. She could still have had him arrested, and there was this, like, looming, hulking bailiff that was standing maybe 2 feet behind him and to the right the entire time, just kind of breathing down his neck. Basically, it looked like he was just ready to jump on him if the judge would just give him the permission to.
He wanted to jump on somebody.
Sure did.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and we'll get to those bailiffs here in a little bit.
That'd be some real great PR for them, though.
To attack an 85-year-old
huge bailiff just dragging a poor old man out of the courtroom.
That well, we've seen them drag people out of courts.
Oh, yeah.
But they probably would treat him a little bit more gently.
I hate the publicity. That might actually be a tactic.
Well, I always thought we should have more elderly activists.
Yeah.
Because they can get away with stuff that you and I cannot.
If they police or any of these, you know, government agents do anything to them, that's going to get real, bad publicity against the police, against the system.
And it's a shame that we don't have more because, you know, the leftists have them.
I've got a solution.
You've seen
the Johnny Knoxville bit where he dresses
up. The latex
up.
Mask?
Yeah, he dresses up as an old guy and goes out and, like, messes with people.
Those
are funny.
You
could just have, like, get cop blockers dressed up as old people and then go out driving around, you know, put on the old man voice.
That would be a great thing.
It'd be funny, too.
You know, to actually go to court, though, like, actually have a court date
and
dressed
appear in
up
the mask
as, like, a 90-year-old, you know, man when you're a 20-something-year-old.
Yeah, but they're going to know because they have your birth date. They're going to be like, yeah, you don't really, that's not
fine.
You.
That's fine. You know, you're technically showing up to court.
Why do you look like that? You're 29.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a smoker.
It would be funny. I mean, I'm not saying don't try it. I would love to record someone doing that just to see what would happen. But the masks that I've seen on YouTube, some of the YouTube pranksters use that same mask, and it's like, there's this one mask. There's not other masks. So if somebody tried it once video got out, then they'd all know what the mask was.
Sure,
like.
But you know what? I think that would be okay because it's, you know, the people you're actually going into court to see probably, you know, most of them haven't seen this. The judges, the bailiffs, I mean, they're probably not the kind of people
that are watching the YouTube pranksters.
On YouTube.
Who knows?
Maybe some of them. Maybe some police officers.
There's some of the YouTube pranks that are pranks on police officers, and you know the cops have seen them.
Well, sure. Maybe the police, but I'm thinking more like bailiffs and judges and things of that nature.
Well, you should order a mask and go ahead and get yourself a parking ticket. See how that goes.
Someone's going to run with that idea.
I'm here to challenge my ticket.
I would love, if somebody does run with that idea, man, to send it into Free Talk Live. Give us a call.
Better yet, move to Keene. We'll record video of you.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so let's go to your calls and thoughts here. More with Dick Marple owning a judge in Concord District Court coming up here in moments. Clayton is on the line, though, right now in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Cody.
Hey, fellas. I just wanted
Clayton.
To talk to you guys real quick about a place called Svalbard. It's an island that's part of Norway. Are you familiar with it?
I am not. I mean, I know we're in Norway, but I don't know Svalbard.
So Svalbard, it's way, way north. It's almost to the North Pole. It, like, lays at, like, 70 degrees. But it's a unique place because it's a completely visa-free zone, meaning you don't have to have a visa to travel there, to live there, to work there. It's kind of a unique situation. Back in the 1920s, there was an international treaty to kind of decide where this island lies, whether it's part of Norway. And one of the conditions of the treaty made it a visa-free zone.
Population 2,600.
Sounds like a lot of people don't really want to go there.
It sounds cold. I
mean, yeah, that's kind of the thing.
It's like dark all winter and sunshine's all summer.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Now I'm looking at a map of the globe. So if people are familiar with where Greenland is and Iceland, this is even more further north than Iceland. It's more north than the other portions of Norway. So like where the where you thought the tip of Norway was, turns out they have this island out in the middle of the ocean, even more north than that. So yeah, it's pretty cold.
I bet they've got at least one really good metal band out of that place.
Death metal. So yeah, go ahead, Clayton. Have you been there before?
No. It's super intriguing. The other thing that's really interesting about it is it's kind of off the books from the rest of Norway. So they collect taxes, but it's just enough taxes to support like the municipal government. None of the money goes back to Norway, and the residents of Svalbard are not eligible for any of the social services offered by Norway. So it's kind of an interesting experiment. I would love to see something like that be recreated in a place that's a little more hospitable.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I'm looking at it here on Wikipedia. Main industries are coal mining, tourism, and research. So ain't a whole lot going on up in Svalbard. They show a picture of tourists viewing a glacier. Apparently that's what you do if you tour Svalbard, is you view glaciers. Is that like watching paint dry?
I think they also have the international or the seed banks, right, where they have millions of seeds in case there's a global catastrophe stored there. So if you like to look at seeds in a bunker.
Yes, but how often can they actually plant the seeds? Like, what's the growing season in Svalbard?
I don't think that's the idea, Ian.
So there you go. Hey, Clayton, anything else you want to share about it?
No, that's it. I just thought it would be an interesting place to visit. Apparently, it's super accessible. Like, you can just book a flight and visit. It's not, like, difficult to get to at all.
Well, I imagine you'd have to have, like, a private airplane or something like that.
They have commercial carriers.
Really?
No, yeah, commercial carriers. I know Norwegian Air flies there from Oslo. I'm not sure if Delta...
It's probably one of those tiny little, prop planes or whatever.
One of those ones you get real scared going on.
Yeah. one of those.
Hey, if you ever go up there, you'll have to let us know, Clayton, how it goes.
Yeah, will do.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we've been going down the rabbit hole with Dick Marple versus a judge in district court in Concord, and he's called her out for being essentially a corporate person, she's working for this district court, which is actually a corporation. It's not a government. He's saying he doesn't consent to the jurisdiction of the court. And let me jump play a little bit more here. This video.
So that's the New Hampshire Constitution.
That's one of the issues that I say. There's a warrant, wasn't a valid warrant.
All right. Well.
So Muslim, you've been there twice since you've been in on it.
We have two issues to discuss. First is whether the warrant was valid or not. Right? Doesn't change right now for this proceeding the case status, which is basically just to schedule it for trial.
So she's saying, hey, that's not my department. Now, this is a classic bureaucratic move of passing the buck. Well, even if the warrant was invalid, that's not what I am here to deal with. I am here to schedule the trial that is based on the warrant that you are saying was invalid.
I can break the law, but you can't.
Pretty much. the claim is that, oh, well, if the warrant was bad, you can address that later on in this process.
Now, if you have an issue with the warrant, there's certainly other avenues available, but this court can't give you any relief for the warrant piece. That's an equity argument.
Okay, so that's legalese, and I gotta say, I don't really know what equity arguments are. I've heard the term. There's like these different types of courts. There's equity court, and then there's maritime courts, and then there's like traffic courts or criminal courts or whatever. Like, there's these different categories of courts, and I don't really know.
The whole thing is pretend world, yeah. And it makes my brain
it's
hurt.
It's hard to
it
handle.
It really does.
I love Mark Stevens. He calls it legal land.
It's a whole separate dimension, yeah, man.
These words that they're saying, they don't mean what you think that they mean. They all have, a lot of them have legal definitions, which may or may not be the same as what you think they are.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
you want, join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We're going into the realm of the bizarre. Yes, that's right, the court system. The bizarre, the confusing, the unwieldy. It is really difficult to understand some of this stuff. We had just pulled up the Wikipedia article about equity, since the judge mentions that in this video that we're playing some of the audio for you from Dick Marple, state representative, who really knows his stuff when it comes to courtrooms, going in and owning a judge at Concord District Court. The video's up on the Free Keen YouTube channel. And we'll get back into that here in a moment, but pulling up this article about equity just did not clarify anything for us. It just made everything more confusing.
To be fair, I wasn't paying 100% attention, but still, I mean,
I pay total attention. It didn't make any difference.
Look, even if I'm reading the law, I am still not paying full attention to it because it's so obtuse and hard to, like,
well, they just
comprehend it.
They just explain it with different legal words that
right.
you're
then
not
you going to look those up.
Right. Every time you, if you, dude, it's like going down a rabbit hole. It's exactly
is.
The same thing.
And that's why I keep using that, that terminology.
Yeah.
So, and it'll drive you crazy. And then if you finally think you've got it figured out and you go into a courtroom, then you'll get arrested because, you know, you'll get contempt of court charge because you thought you figured things out and then you tried out one of these court theories and turns out it doesn't work because guess what? They don't follow their own rules. I mean, can you blame them? We can't figure it out. I mean, they're probably better at it, but it's still probably a pain in the butt for them to go through all this crap. They're just like, throw them in jail.
They hand down judgments that are clearly illegal based on prior rulings, all the time. I mean, if somebody actually took the time to fight it, you know, they appealed it and they appealed it and they appealed it, you know, maybe 5 years from now you'll actually win one small piece of your argument and, you know, you'll be able to do it. But by that point, you're probably, whatever it is you're trying to do, it has no value to him anymore.
So, one of the things that is fun to do in court is to wear T-shirts with messages on them that could be considered questionable in front of a judge and see what you can get away with. And you might find some cool stuff over at ryguys.com, like Power Corrupts. That's one of their shirts that I got several weeks back. It's Ryguys, WRY Guys.com. Another one that I have says, I'm already against the next war. But if you're going to go into court, Power Corrupts, I think, would be a pretty good one. And so we love liberty-oriented shirts here at Free Talk Live. And if you do, too, or you think you might, go check them out over at RyeGuys.com. In fact, they're so deeply committed to the ideas of liberty that they're donating a portion of their proceeds to Antiwar.com and the Future of Freedom Foundation. So you can spread the ideas of liberty by wearing cool, high-quality tees from RyeGuys.com. And because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you can take 15% off at checkout with coupon code FTL. That's RyeGuys, W-R-Y, RyeGuys.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we can keep going down the rabbit hole with Dick Marple in a Concord District Court versus a judge coming up here in moments. But first, we've got Mike. He's in Clackamas, Oregon, watching us on YouTube, which you can see that cam feed at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Ian, you were right. I just went on to the website Dun & Bradstreet, typed in the state of New Hampshire, and not only does the state of New Hampshire just come up, but all of the branches, the Department of Corrections, the Labor Department, the Administrative Services. I'm not understanding, though, the whole Mr. Marple saying the state of New Hampshire is a corporate entity as opposed to an actual governmental entity. I'm not really understanding this. I've heard of it. I just don't know what it's about. Like, what's the difference between the two?
Well, okay, so I'm not an expert, so keep that in mind here as I give you the best answer that I possibly can. I think what somebody like Marple would say, or if we had David Jurist on, he'd probably be able to answer this pretty good, which, you know, the word governmental actually is not a government because it's the A-L suffix on that word is like a government is essentially what governmental means. So they are governmental because they supposedly represent governments, but they're not actually governments, according to people like Marple, who say that they're actually just corporations, just these private corporations that somehow we're all consenting to. Now, again, I don't believe that you can actually prove this in any way beyond this circumstantial evidence. Oh, like, you know, going into a courtroom and showing them a printout from Dun and Bradstreet and, you know, being like, aha, I have proven that you are a corporate entity, and, sir, I do not consent to this corporation. Contempt of court. You know, you're going away for 6 months.
It's interesting that he has this theory, because I've heard some conspiracies that kind of take this and bring it further down the rabbit hole.
In what way?
And basically make the claim that, you know, not only are governments corporations, but people are corporations, and that's and that's why in your birth certificate, your entire name is all in capital letters, and why in every court trial there is a financial transaction.
So,
yeah,
what
really
you can
deep.
Really make out of that, I don't really know, but the information is there for you to look at.
Yeah,
if you want to lose your mind,
beware.
Go for it.
It's not so much that it's like not true. It's how do you put it
well,
all?
Well, it may not be true. Well, like, how do you prove it? Like the claim is
no.
That,
I mean, we all right. Well, but the thing is, they don't deny being a corporation.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the birth certificate thing with the people.
No, I'm not. I'm not going there.
Okay.
That might be going.
Because you want to go even deeper on that one, they'll claim that the number that they assign to you is actually an account number with a bunch of money in it, and that you can access that money and use it to pay off debts that you've incurred. I mean, it just goes really crazy.
Interesting.
It goes really crazy.
See, I've actually heard that, and like you said, there's really no proof of it, but I was talking to a guy up in Plymouth, New Hampshire, probably a decade ago, and he had told me about the whole secret bank account that's, you know, really your social security number. But my question really is, whether this is true or not, is it started somewhere. Where did it start? And if it's true, how did it come about? I mean, it must have seen the light of day somewhere. And that's why I don't completely rule it out. But I'm like, I think the possibility exists. I mean, a lot of these really deep, deep theories.
I mean, I have no answer for you, man. There's a lot of stuff out there on the internet, and much of it is unproven beyond mere allegation. And one of the other problems you'll come across is some of these gurus who claim that they've gone to court and that they've won with this information. They will also claim things like, well, part of the agreement with the court is that I can't talk about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I say, show me video of one of these people winning in court. That's what I want to see. I've yet to see it. This is an amazing video, though.
Even if they, you know, even if you do use this kind of stuff in court, and even let's say it is true, they're not going to. I know I've never been to court, but I've seen all your guys' videos in court. They still don't follow their own rules. And if I remember correctly, a long time ago, Brad Jardis was talking to a politician about. One of the administrative rules of court in New Hampshire is the number one rule is that the judge can waive all the other rules in the rule book.
Yes.
In court. So they don't have to follow the rules, but you do. I mean,
that's correct.
Come on, people, you know?
They don't have to follow the rules, but you do. They don't have to be there on time, but you do. I mean, it's such an unfair system from the word go. Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight.
Okay.
And I bet you that rule number one of the district courts in New Hampshire, I bet you'll find that in every court rules across the United States. I've never looked, but I bet you that's one of those things that's universal for courts. It's Free Talk Live.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. If you've been thinking about starting up your own website or blog, HostGator makes it easy. You can go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's slash FTL like Free Talk Live. You'll get 50% off their regular hosting prices when you use that discount URL. That's HostGator.com/FTL. They make it super easy with a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, as well as a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. Go to HostGator.com/FTL to get 50, that's 50, 50% off their regular prices. As we go to Tom, he's in Baltimore. You're listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. Let me say real quick, it was great hearing from Ralph last night on YouTube. It's a great way to watch your show and listen to it and talk with other listeners. And there was a bunch of people last night waiting for Ralph. We were hoping we might find him there. So, Ralph, if you're listening, come on and talk to us.
Now, wait a minute. Which chat room were you in? Were you in the YouTube chat or were you in the LRN
chat? Last night, and we also checked on your main site, but we couldn't find Ralph. Ralph, pop your head up and say hello to your friends. You got a lot
of here. You'll never know if it's actually Ralph, though, right? Like, somebody who wanted to go and pretend.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? I'm going to give him my phone number and have him call me. I'll verify if it's Ralph.
Of course, you
cannot mistake his voice.
That's true.
Ralph.
Yeah, you can't fake Ralph. No doubt about it. So what are you calling about tonight?
Well, let's answer some questions here. You were having some confusion over the different jurisdictions that the courts operate under, right?
Common law, equity, maritime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is confusing. It is.
It's but designed to be confusing.
This. Remember this. And you said that, how'd you put it, you question the confidence that some people have. Well, let me explain it this way. Think about it like this. If you've had, I don't know, 20 years of dating the ladies and you've been with various women, you might feel pretty confident the next time you get with another female that you know how to take care of her, right?
But sure.
Practice makes perfect. That's
most,
right.
There you go. And most of the time you probably will. You probably have got a number of tricks, but you might run into that one that you might have to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
Keep this in mind. You're supposed to have, but we're moving away from this, and it's going to be very detrimental to this country. You're supposed to have the states as sovereign entities, really nations unto themselves. Keep in mind, they all have their own constitutions. So you're going to have the courts in those different nation states, acting a little differently. Now, they all have to adhere, and they're not supposed to violate the U.S. Constitution. But what you find...
But I've seen judges say, I won't have the Constitution in my courtroom.
Sure. You've got criminal elements out there, and you've got rogue elements, and you've got idiots. But a lot of times...
The whole thing's criminal, though, Tom. I mean,
Sure it is. But you can put...
The court is nothing more than window dressing for a criminal organization.
But they like to keep the appearance up, and that's where you can find a little bit of success. And the judges don't like to have their ignorance or their criminality exposed. They don't like to have their decisions overturned. So they like to get you out of there if they can, and they like to smash you up real good. But if you know some tricks, and if you know some of their tricks, then you can kind of do the little dance with them.
All right.
Now, I always try to object to everything I can without being an ass and get everything on the record for appeal, preserve it for appeal. Now, to answer your question about equity courts and courts of law, these are two jurisdictions the courts used to use. They've kind of gone to a general jurisdiction where, again, they're kind of making stuff up along the way. And they'll say, well, you know, listen, we're the city court, and we've got the jurisdiction, and we don't have to explain anything else. They just kind of melded them together. But you can catch them switching jurisdictions back and forth. I always like to get the judge on record admitting that it's an equity court, because a lot of times they think you don't know what you're talking about, and they think you're just talking about a court that's fair. So a lot of times if you kind of throw it in with a bunch of other sentences, they'll say, yes, you've got it on record. And if they switch back to relying on statute law to get you, you've got something for appeal because they've actually truly erred. But
so what is it? If it's not an equity court, then what is it?
A court of law. Statute.
Court of law.
Statutes. Now, listen, here's where...
A statutory court.
Yes. If they're doing it right, they're going to make the decision of what court they're going to be based upon the pleadings. Now, these are inferior courts. They're not courts empowered by the Constitution in the state, but by the U.S. Constitution. So if they're doing it right, they should initially, they shouldn't be switching jurisdictions at all. In fact, sometimes they'll switch to an admiralty or
mercantile. Admiralty, that's the other one, or maritime or whatever, right?
Exactly. Now, that gets real confused. Now they're just going nuts, and they're trying to trip you up. But if they're somewhat less criminal, let's put it that way, they will make their decision on how they're going to be and in which jurisdiction they're going to operate based upon the pleadings. If the person comes in with a complaint and seeks legal relief using the common law system and asking for equity, well, they're going to be in equity court if they're doing it right. And that's the main distinction between a court of law and a court of equity.
Well, you've just said a lot of words, but I can't say that it really means much to me. Gentlemen, did you guys...
I don't really know what any of that means.
Right, that's the thing. See, what needs to happen, Tom, is for somebody to go ahead and make like a video where they go into court and they do the things you're saying, like, all right, Mr. Judge... What type of court is this? You know, I would like to know what court I'm in, or, you know, what is the type of law that is being jurisdictioned here
practiced. Yeah, that's my final point. When you go into court, listen, we all have good days and bad days. Sometimes we're on our game, sometimes we're off. Sometimes I leave a courtroom and think, man, I did really well. Sometimes I think, you know, I don't know where my head was. But most of the time, if you've kind of got these things in the back of your mind and, hey, take a notebook with you that you can rely on if you're foggy that day. At least you can play their game. You can switch back and forth, and a lot of times they're off of their game, but they'll get confused. And again, you've preserved the record or confused them enough that they just don't want to deal with it, and they want to get you out of there. Remember in the movie, I'll leave you with this line, a few good men, Kathy, the young attorney in the Navy, he was messing with the prosecutor. The prosecutor wanted to get the young naval guy into jail because he bought a bag of oregano. And Lieutenant Caffey told him, listen, you're not going to get my guy into jail for that. He says, I will get it. He says, no, you won't. Listen, if you do that, I'm going to ask for an MTD, and that will not be denied. That's a motion in limine seeking to obtain evidentiary ruling in advance. And after that, I'm going to file against pretrial confinement. And you're going to spend the next 3 months going blind with paperwork because a signalman second class bought a bag of oregano and was an idiot. Now, if the prosecutor knows that you can tie them up like that, and you're honorable and you're decent with them, they're not going to want to go through all that. So
okay, so now what you're saying is if you load them up with paperwork, they'll dismiss the case. And I think there's some truth to that.
Or you'll get a better deal.
Yeah, well, because they want the easy road. They want to go up against, and I think that's the best, in my opinion, it's a straightforward approach like that. That's the best one to have a success. Is where they
put a suit and tie on. Don't wear those funny shirts to court.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Blah, I don't know about putting suit and ties on, but I like his advice of load them up with paperwork. Let them know you're not going to be a pushover. And that's what I think is why any of these sovereign tactics or courtroom tactics that we're talking about here tonight, if they were, they're not working because they're duplicatable in any way or because you found the secret to success in court. They're just working because they want to get rid of you. Yeah. You're a problem. You're in that courthouse showing people an alternative method of dealing with this that doesn't involve kissing a ring. And that's a problem for their legitimacy and their power.
Bad for business.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you're invited to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online anytime you want. Go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the front page of our website. How many other talk shows will let you do that? I bet you zero, because Free Talk Live is all about you being a part of the show, if you want to be. And you can always sit back and listen, like most people do. But if you want to actually get out there, put your ideas out there, of course you can call in. But if you, you want to call in, you just want to sort of be part of the show in another way, you go to freetalklive.com. It's a Reddit-based system. So if you have a Reddit account, all you got to do is just link it into your Free Talk Live account, and you're good to go. If you don't have a Reddit account, it's free to sign up for that. So it's free to do this. You can submit content that you think's interesting, that you might want to hear talked about on the show. You can submit it right there to the front page of the site. Other listeners can then go and vote how they feel about it. Do they like it? Well, they'll vote it up. If they don't like it, they can vote it down. And so that's how kind of the whole front page content is created.
It's convenient because as somebody who already uses Reddit, if I stumble across something I find interesting and it's not already on the Free Talk Live page, yeah, it takes 2 seconds, and then, you know, there it is for other people to take a look at.
Yep, and some of them make it on the air. So please, drop by freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's totally free as well. A lot of those other talk show hosts want to charge you for some of the stuff that we give away on the website. Like, you heard somebody mention watching us on the webcam. Well, that's free. A lot of talk show hosts charge you $8 a month for access to stuff like that. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com as we go across the pond, where it is already tomorrow. To Rick on the line in the UK. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Ian. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Oh, wow. You can hear it's daytime over there already. Wait a minute. I thought it was the middle of the night.
No, it's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning for us Britbongs.
Oh, you got little birds chirping in the background. Sounds like you're in a park.
Sorry, the audio's a bit dire tonight. It's like I'm in a wind tunnel.
Are there nighttime birds in Great Britain?
There must be. It's under some street lamps, so I think they think it's daytime.
Okay, very good. So welcome to the middle of the night. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I'd like to bring an issue up
sure.
In British news that's really got my jimmies rustled.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, Well, yeah, apparently the Israeli ambassador to the UK has to apologise after a senior member of his team was secretly filmed saying he wanted to take down Foreign Minister Alan Duncan. Apparently,
take him down how?
Well, apparently he wanted to do smear campaigns against a British minister, one of our government members. And the whole point that this sort of brings up is like infiltration of and coercion of governments by third parties. So, example, like 80% of Tory Conservative MPs are members of the Friends of Israel group. Yet these same people who they're supposedly friends with are coercing people to do smear campaigns on them. Apparently, the guy were asked, he says, I've got some names of MPs I'd like you to take down. Someone responded back, well, they all have something to hide.
So what you're saying is, let me see if I'm following this, because obviously, you know, I'm not intimately familiar with British politics. So you're saying the Conservative MPs supposedly support these Israelis, but then behind the scenes, some of them are working to take them down.
Yeah, like doing smear campaigns. Yeah. They're not saying physically remove them per se. All they're saying is like, right, let's get the media to run a smear campaign against this Conservative MP.
And what is their goal there? Just so they can replace them with somebody who supports them more?
Well, it's a bit weird because they're playing both sides of the coin. So both the Labour and Conservative parties are having like senior Israeli officials telling them like which way to sing. You know what I mean? I want this legislation passing, or I want you to vote a certain way.
You either do what I say, or we're going to have our secret police take you down.
Yeah, bring them down a peg.
I see.
And apparently our press response was from the Downing Street, was, yeah, we condemn the statements, but this doesn't represent the Israeli government completely. And yet, the ties do seem to be there, though. Every other stage of the way, there's always some subversion along the line.
Hmm.
I mean, example, I mean, on a bigger scale, I mean, like the European Union, you've got various people of a tribe, per se, claiming to be white, saying, like, oh, Europe has to open its borders to atone for our neo-Nazi past. And yet the person saying that is pretending to be a European when, quite frankly, they're not. So this brings up the issue of, like, subversion, and it happens at all levels of government, and I'm sure it's not just them doing it.
Why is the great... I mean, why do you think the British government is so beholden to Israel? I mean, isn't Great Britain one of the world's superpowers, basically? I mean, these guys are pretty insulated, pretty powerful.
Well, we used to be a world superpower, but, I mean, Britain used to spend 10% of its gross domestic product on military spending. We spend a fraction of that now. Another example of, like, how Israel's taking the mickey with the European Union... Germany, for example, they have to do deals whereby the Israelis walk away with products for free. So the black and arms deal. And to atone for the Nazi past, Germany has to give Israel loads of weapons and munitions and stuff.
Well, there's a really ironic story. Speaking of Nazis in Germany, there was an interesting headline today in the Telegraph over there in the UK. Headline, terror suspects could be forced to wear electronic tags under a radical proposal from German justice minister. So, I mean, it harkens right back the electronic ankle tags to those deemed a potential terror threat, even if they've not been convicted of any crime.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what the proposal is, according to the Justin Hugler reporting out of Berlin for the Telegraph. And gee, does that ring any bells? I mean, back in the day, didn't the Jews have to wear a special star in Germany? I mean, they're really just bringing back the same old ideas once again.
History repeats itself
all the time.
I mean, if you remember, though, like in the case of in Germany in the 1930s, though, there was articles published saying Judah declares war on Germany. And remember, a lot of what we've been led to believe about, like you say, the Holocaust and everything.
Oh, you're a Holocaust denier?
Well, I mean, it's a bit crazy. We can still get away with it in England, but some countries in Europe, you can't get away with it.
I mean denying the Holocaust?
Well, I'm not denying the Holocaust, per se. I'm just saying question it. Example... If you've got a prison camp, you know, an internment facility like the Americans had for the Japanese, let's put the shoe on the other foot for the moment. Let's say the Americans got bombed to the Stone Age. Would you have enough food to feed prisoners or would you feed your own? So when we're seeing these, like, Holocaust stories, it's like, yeah, it's a typhus-ridden internment camp. But again, this is the thing, though. The history books are always written by the winners.
I guess I'm a little confused. I got to say, we don't get people calling the show very often denying the Holocaust, so
But that's not what he's doing.
You're not denying the Holocaust? What are you? What exactly are you saying?
He's saying question everything that happens.
Are you saying that those things didn't happen, though?
Well, it seems very funny, though, how people pretending to be Europeans are using Holocaust stories upon us as a grand, like, as an overall. So, example, like, every other race can't be racist apart from white people. So
that's ridiculous. Of course other people can be racist.
Yeah, but this is how the people think who send the people here.
Okay.
They're turning around saying, because your ancestors' actions 70 years ago, that warrants flooding Europe with people who are, like, say, low IQ, low agency, PTSD, not to mind the fact that they're, like, Islamic terrorists. So, you get me? We have to atone for the past, apparently, even though it's debatable whether even that's true.
This is your first time calling Free Talk Live, Rick, and I kind of get, like, a bit of a racist tone from you. Would you say that's accurate?
I've been called worse.
Yeah.
So...
So, I mean, here you are using the term holo-hoax, and that's why I'm saying, Chris, that he sounds like a Holocaust denier.
I don't know what that means, so that's not a term I've really heard before, understanding.
Holo-hoax suggests that the Holocaust was a hoax. That's what that's saying, right? So, do you believe that there were internment camps where Jews, blacks, and others were put to death and or tortured in Germany?
There would have been places where they went because they were a fifth column. So it's not just Jews, per se, it's also communists.
Yeah, there were a bunch of people that Hitler killed, which is why I said Jews, blacks. He killed more than just Jews. But do you believe that that happened?
I question the numbers a lot, and any death would have been down to, like, supply lines not being there.
Okay, but whether they killed millions or hundreds of thousands, like, what do you think a realistic number is?
Well, they've even revised their official numbers down to 2 million.
But
I don't think, though...
Well, does that make it any less horrifying?
the thing. Doesn't really matter either way.
Yeah, but what
if it's a couple million, a bunch of million?
It's a horrifying thing.
but that's not. I don't know if that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. He's saying that it's not as big of a deal. They only killed 2 million people.
No,
that's still a big deal.
Whatever number, whether it was one or six gorillion who died. The fact remains is, though, the situation it happened in was greatly exaggerated and misunderstood. And likewise, why should...
Greatly exaggerated. So are you saying it's an exaggeration when people say that they, you know, witness torture and horrifying acts in these camps? Are you saying they're exaggerating? Mm-hmm. Hang on, Rick. I'll bring you back for that. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3 coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.